So a couple of keywords that you need to know. So out of the factors of production, land. So this refers to the natural resources that gives us raw materials and energy needed for business activities. So they include the likes of land will give us crops, sea will give us fish. There are two types. For example, you have renewable energy. If it's managed carefully, it lasts forever. And non-renewable, which is in a limited supply. And that's usually from land itself. Labor then, is the human work and effort needed for a business to operate. The availability of labor is limited by the number of people who can work and are willing and able to work as employees. Capital then, this is anything man-made that is used in the running of a business. It includes the likes of equipment, buildings, vehicles, and it also includes money that is needed to pay for things such as staff, heating, marketing, and it's also limited supply. And then you got enterprise then. So this is the human creativity and initiative that's required to pull the land, labor, and capital together and start a business to provide goods and service. It's also limited supply, and for example, it'd be Richard Branson. And just there, for land, we get rent for land. For labor, we get wages. For capital, we get interest. And for enterprise, we get money. The next then is primary sector. So primary sector, it's also known as an extractive center. And it's based on natural resources of a country, such as agriculture, forestry, fishing, mining, and energy. So we are extracting or taking our raw materials from the land for agriculture, for example. The next one then is secondary. So this includes manufacturing, agribusiness, and construction. They manufacture products from the materials produced by the primary sector, and they take the raw materials, process raw materials, and they produce finished goods. The next key term would be agribusiness. So agribusiness refers to manufacturing firms that use agricultural products, such as dairy products, meat, vegetables, and cereals as their main source of raw material. And this sector exports up to about maybe 50-60% of what it produces. So it's really important for the Irish economy. And a third of Irish top 100 businesses are from agri backgrounds, for example, the likes of Kerry Group and Glanbia. Tertiary sector then, this refers to the service firms. And the service sector is the largest sector in Ireland. It's one of the most significant sectors, and it is labour intensive and a major source of employment. The aim of the sector is to provide a range of services to businesses and customers. For example, the IFSC in Dublin was built to attract and support companies who engage in international trade services such as finance, insurance, consulting, and communication. You can also have the likes of taxi drivers, hairdressers, service providers like that. Tourism would be a big one as well. So the main key terms that you need to know for this chapter.